Interviewer und am Mikrofon für euch jetzt Jochen Ring. Im Rahmen der momentanen Lage der Pandemie Corona werden wir natürlich Amy ebenso zur aktuellen Geschichte und zum Zeitgeschehen, wie sie mit ihrer Musik umgeht, interviewen und wünschen euch gute Unterhaltung. Amy, how does it feel going around Europe these days and giving interviews? It must be a relief to be able to talk about your new music after everything that happened the last 6 to 8 months. What do you mean?
It feels weird going around and traveling. It just feels a bit bizarre, but it's nice to be out again. It's nice to kind of see people face to face and not everything through a computer screen. It is good to be able to talk about music, although every single interview wants to ask about my lockdown experience. So I feel like I'm an unofficial spokesperson for the lockdown. That seems to be a big kind of a point that everybody wants to touch on, but it is nice that I have the music that I can focus on.
Amy, you said you were worried at first about releasing an album in the pandemic because there is more important things than music. But then again, isn't music exactly the kind of companion you need in these times?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was nervous about releasing music just because it doesn't feel like it's that important, and you just don't want it to get lost. I mean, when you've spent years putting the work in to make what you feel is a great record, you just want it to be heard, and it's difficult kind of releasing it to this backdrop. But that being said, I think that a lot of people coped throughout this lockdown and everything that's happened since because they had the escape that music can provide. And speaking to so many of my fans, so many of them just were so excited at the thought of me bringing out new music that it just seemed like it was probably the right thing to do. And the album is basically an album about life, about the ups and downs of life, and I think that that's really obviously quite a big part of what we're going through right now, where we're fully in the down part. But it's good to just have this record that kind of focuses on the highs and lows that we all go through.
I mean, the album also touches issues and burning bridges, facing depressions but also falling in love. Is it, despite some darker topics, rather uplifting sounding and comforting? What is that you want the album to be for your fans and for your listeners?
I have always been a lover of the idea that music can heal and you can use it to escape. So although there might be kind of quite deep, meaningful topics and subject matter behind some of the songs, I still want to have that feeling that music can be an escape. And I like my songs to all have meaning because I sometimes feel if they don't mean anything to me, then how can I expect them to mean something to anyone else? So they all have stories behind them. But what is great about music is that it is so subjective, and what I might have intended for a song, someone else might hear something completely different. And that is great. I absolutely love that. So I still like the idea of the kind of upbeat music that you can tap your feet to, that you can sing along to, but you can still kind of cover important points within your lyrics, and that's probably something I've always tried to balance.
Amy, let us talk about the album name. What is the story behind The Human Demands?
The Human Demands was actually inspired by a few friends of mine. Unfortunately, a few of my mates have went through quite difficult times in the past few years, and I just wanted to help them, like you do. Sometimes you just can't help them. There's nothing you can do or nothing you can say. But for me, I can then go and write songs, and that's my way of helping. But I think the idea behind The Human Demands, essentially, is that we put so much pressure on ourselves, on each other. With social media, we're bombarded with these perfect images of people that are all fake, but you still judge yourself compared to these fake images. And it must be so hard being a young person trying to come through this and trying to navigate all the complexities of being young with the added kind of extra of all of this. I find that it must be so detrimental. I also think we feel like we have to do everything now. We need to always be available. We need to reply to text messages instantly. And we always need to be happy. And I just think that that's not life. Life isn't straightforward. And I think that if we were to take a bit of time, if we were to slow down and really realise it, that life is bumps, there's ups and downs, there's highs and lows. And if we were to just kind of try and be there for each other and be there for ourselves a little bit more, things might be a bit easier. So the idea behind The Human Demands as a song and the title of the album is that just all these ridiculous demands that we put on ourselves and others, and it might be a bit nicer if we were able to stop this. One more sin. Just give me one more breath, and we'll fight our feet. Just take a chance.
Backstage FM Deutschland und Zusammenstark FM begrüßt seine Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hallo.
Wir schrauben dir deinen Lieblingshit in die Ohren. Sende uns dein Feedback, deinen individuellen Musikwunsch oder deine Grüße direkt ins Studio. Wir freuen uns auf dich. Und jetzt schalten wir direkt ins Studio.